So many of the Jewish people in Jesus' day had an understanding of exclusivity, that they were an exclusive group, that God had called the nation of Israel, had set the nation of Israel apart from the Gentiles. The Gentiles were no good, they were good, and that was the state of affairs. But that attitude was developed over a period of time, in the sense that whenever the Jewish people interacted with the Gentile people, we'll say, that there was always a negative impact on the Jewish people. And so God did give rules and laws and things that made the nation of Israel stand out, like the Sabbath, like the fact that they could not participate in any idol worship and those kind of things, like their dietary laws, to make them distinct from others. But they took that too far. They took that too far in many different ways. And they became very convinced of the exclusivity. Now, this centurion, he's a Roman. He's not a Jew. He says, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith." He's not from Israel. He's an outsider. But he says to Jesus, if we go back to the top of the reading here, he says, "Lord." He addresses Jesus as Lord. Lord, Master, Lord. "My servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." And then this incredible act of humility. And I wonder, he says, "Lord, I am not worthy. Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof." We're all familiar with that one, right? And I wonder, I say that at the Latin Mass. I say it 6 times at the Latin Mass, okay? It's repeated 3 times by the priest, and then the congregation with the priest could say it 3 times as well. "Domine non sum dignus." And I wonder if maybe the centurion said it in Latin, you know, because he's Roman. And so I was thinking about that this morning. "Lord, I am not worthy." He was an outsider, wasn't he? It wasn't his birthright to have the Messiah. He wasn't a person of the old covenant. He would be one grafted in. He would be one that the prophet Isaiah had a vision of people streaming from all over the world to come. That every nation would be called to come. Like us, right? Called. Streaming. "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet of the kingdom of heaven." And so we see the kingdom of God breaking in on the whole world. What St. Paul will say, that Jesus has come and he's torn down the wall that divides humanity into the in and the out. And we're all supposed to be what? In. We're all supposed to be in. We're all called to say these words. "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word and my servant will be healed. Only say the word and I will be healed." And so we say that again today, and we muster up all the humility we can muster up today as we say, "Lord, I am not worthy, but you make me worthy."